what a beautiful time. I got my brother back. I missed you, bro. I missed you. It's been a hell of a last 2 weeks, man. I've been traveling the whole country.
Hey, you've been a celebrity.
You've been a celebrity, dog.
And it's okay.
They let me in Disneyland before the people got in.
Name somebody else that could get into Disneyland, yeah, before it even opened.
I don't know nobody but Beyonce. That's the only other person I know.
My boy been a celebrity. Hey, look, to the cousins, we want to apologize last week.
Yes.
I understand. It was Super Bowl week. Big Bro had a lot going on. Look, he's must-see TV. They wanted them, okay? They wanted them. Bro. They needed them.
Real talk. First of all, y'all, welcome back, cousins and kin folks. This is episode 15 of the Swaggo and Perk podcast. Yes, let me send my apologies to my brother because it's been a crazy 2 weeks with traveling, Super Bowl, all of that. Cousins, we back. We're going to catch up. We're going to make up for lost time. I hope everybody doing well. First and foremost, how we do every podcast. It's so good to see you, bro. I miss you and I love you, man.
Hey, I was thinking the same thing. And the frames you got on today, Lord have mercy.
It's clear. Clear as the board of health.
Hey, I went and ordered me some yesterday.
You're supposed to.
They be here in 3 days.
You've been looking good. I've been seeing you. You've been looking good with them.
I feel naked without.
I know you do. I know you do. It get like that. I keep 4 pounds in my book bag. I'm going to be honest with you. Man, let's dive into it, bro, because a lot been happening in your league, and it's been some crazy happenings. Obviously, Harden traded to the Sixers, Ben Simmons, Drummond, and all of those guys. But I want to focus on the Nets, Big Perk. I want to focus on how do they go forward and tell me why James wanted out. And how you feel about the Nets and their culture going forward. And let me remind you, the trade of Ben Simmons, obviously Ben was going through what he was going through with the 76ers. I want to hear you speak on if that Brooklyn culture is conducive to Ben Simmons having success as well. I'm going to sit back and let you talk about it.
Well, let me say this. First of all, I feel like both sides won. You know, for whatever reasons, both sides won. That's period.
I liked it.
I love it for both ways. Okay, Ben Simmons, you want it out. You finally get to play. Now you get to play with KD and a part-time Kyrie. James, you going pal up? Well, right now, as of today, the MVP of the league, yes, arguably the best player in the league, and Joel Embiid. I love it both ways. Here's the thing I wanted to dive into that I was waiting to get on with you to talk about. The Nets, the general manager, Sean Marks, who's overseeing everything and have everything under control, who was raised in the Spurs organization and things to that nature. I need to talk about the Nets, and I need to talk about the culture. Because one thing we know, that if you're going to try to win a championship.
Perk, Let me ask you this because, you know, on this podcast, we dive in. Did James Harden want out of Brooklyn because of Kyrie?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, go forward. Yes. I just want to hear. Yes. I want to hear the rest of it.
Yes, because here's the thing. James Harden left Houston for one reason and one reason only, to win the championship. Yeah. And you got to understand, people have to realize what he built in Houston, dog. Like, I'm out here, okay? Like, I'm talking about in the community. He got his restaurant, along with what he did for the franchise. Now, he didn't win a championship, but he made them relevant.
Every year.
It was so relevant. They hadn't been that relevant since Clutch City with Olajuwon and Maxwell and Otis Thorpe and all those guys. So, James goes to Brooklyn. He's like, oh, scary hours. It's on. Kyrie, me, and KD, let's get it in. All of a sudden, Kyrie starts to do Kyrie things, do what he want to do, meaning just not showing up for work. Hey, man, where Kyrie at? Oh, we got a text today said he need a break away from the team. Like, what I signed up for? I'm towards the end of my prime, and I'm trying to compete for a championship. See, Kyrie got a ring. Kevin Durant got two rings.
Got two. Yep.
So they not starving. They're not starving like James is. James starving for a ring, and I don't blame him. Here's the thing. People think it was just because Kyrie didn't get vaccinated why James Harden wanted out. That's not true. Right. It was a pattern of events, you know, from him taking off from with the ride with the U.S. Capitol, like he went down there or something. He didn't.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Him taking off and then being seen in the club for his sister's birthday. Those things, you know what I'm saying? And him and like James Harden getting called out in film room about some shots that he took and nobody saying nothing to Kyrie. And it's like, hold on, dog. I don't want to be a part of this. KD, look, I love you, bro, but I got to do what's best for me. And KD knows that. That's why KD came out and said, James don't have to explain nothing on what decisions. But I will say this. Somebody has to get control of that situation down there.
Big bro, I feel like KD in between a rock and a hard place.
He really is. He really is.
Like his friendship or whatever the relationship with Kyrie is stopping him from saying what he really mad about. Cause regardless of, like you just said, KD got two rings, Kyrie got one ring. But ultimately, KD wanted this to be his ring.
I agree.
Right? Like all of the conversations about KD going to Golden State, and we know he was the finals MVP. We know KD a hooper, all right? Mm-hmm. But legacy-wise, KD went to Brooklyn, so everybody would say that KD and the Brooklyn Nets, along with Kyrie and James Harden, won the championship. He was going to be looked at as the leader of that group. And now all of that is jeopardized, and obviously with James removing himself from the situation.
Yep.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah, but think about this. Let's have a conversation. Think about this for a second. They wasn't supposed to be in Brooklyn in the first damn place.
In the first place.
They were supposed to be with the Knicks.
In New York,
The Knicks didn't want Kyrie, bro. And so KD made the sacrifice to say, I'll go to Brooklyn because you're my brother. Where's the favor? Like, you see what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like you and I having a conversation, and I can't come holler at you. Oh, man, I tried to talk to Swagoo, bro. He just saying, me and you gonna keep talking until we figure this out.
Absolutely.
We gonna figure something out. So, yeah, I get what you're saying, but at the end of the day, my whole thing is this. It's unfair to KD that he even got to deal with it. People want to talk about he shouldn't have left. He left. He made his decision.
Hey,
but I'm talking about Kyrie on the standpoint of, God darn, bro, like every single time, if it ain't Kyrie way, then it's no way at all.
Perk,
like,
Perk, I don't care about nothing perception-wise that Kyrie got with the public or the media. Listen to me, bro. I don't care about none of that, right? We going to talk about Kyrie. People don't like Kyrie. All of that. I don't care nothing about that. You know it's different when I can't stand next to you, bro, and I can't count on you. That's really what it boiled down to. Now, I get it. I get the relationship. I know KD is holding his words. I don't know KD personally. I don't know KD's camp. Nobody. You know him. But I know for a fact in this particular situation, KD is not firing that mic up and saying what he really want to say on the strength of the relationship with Kyrie. All right, that's number one. The other thing is this, bro.
Come on.
We can continue to talk about this Brooklyn Nets situation like it ain't this simple. I'm going to tell you what the simplicity of this is. Two other dudes committed and Kyrie didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's falling apart.
That's why it's falling apart.
I ain't got no ill will towards Kyrie. Kyrie can take a shot and not take a shot. Kyrie can do what he want to do. But the bottom line is, get mad, but don't get mad at me and Perk. Get mad at your daddy. Because the bottom line is, this situation is because Kyrie Irving is not trusted by KD and James Harden.
Yep.
Period.
You remember what we said about probably a month ago? If Kyrie not the captain, he'll sink the whole ship.
He'll sink the whole ship.
Yeah. And I'm gonna leave
it's
on
feeling
this.
Like that.
I'm gonna leave on this note. If I was KD, because KD has say so in this front office and what goes on in Brooklyn. If I was KD, I would have tried to trade Kyrie before I would have traded James.
100%.
One thing, you could talk about James and we could talk about his lifestyle. We could see him with a little baby. He has never failed us when it comes to him showing up to work and performing. Yes, he had bad games, but he didn't give us more 60-point, 50-point triple-doubles than he has on bad nights. So at the end of the day, my whole thing is this. Kyrie Irving, he said it, and look, he doubled down. He doubled down and said it. I feel no guilt whatsoever. Ain't nobody saying you should feel guilt. But what the hell is really going on? And I just feel bad for KD.
If you don't feel it, it ain't no need to say it. Perk, I ain't going to say I'm white because I'm black. That's as simple as that. Here's the thing, too. All right, and we're going to move on because the Super Bowl happened last night.
That Super Bowl did happen on Sunday.
Let me say this last thing about the Brooklyn Nets situation. Sean Marks and Steve Nash, you went back on your word, and now it's going to cost you a championship.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. It's going to cost you a championship.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you a championship. You said you was going to go forward without Kyrie. You relented and did the away games. And I heard everybody talking about, oh, this going to work, this fine. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. Because we not in the locker room. We ain't KD and James Harden playing 82 games a year and not having one of our stars in the game every day. So Sean Marks and Steve Nash and Brooklyn Brass, you got exactly what you wanted. This is exactly what you wanted by not putting a line in the sand and saying, hey, we're going to ride with KD and James Harden until Kyrie get his situation figured out.
Hey, you want to hear one more other thing? Check this out. And I'm going to leave on this note. The Brooklyn Nets are currently the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference, right? Before the All-Star break, now, mind I tell you, they are on an 11-game losing streak. 11-game losing streak right now.
They got the Kings tonight, right?
They got the Kings. You're right. They playing the Kings or whatever. But look, their next three games are home game, no KD, no Kyrie. The Knicks, no KD, no Kyrie. The Wizards, no KD, no Kyrie. They could possibly fall below 500. They could lose all three of these games and fall below 500, and then what? Because Ben Simmons, I don't think he's going to be ready to play just yet. He might not show up to All-Star break, but that's neither here nor there.
Total disaster.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, dog, tell me about this Super Bowl. Hey, dog, listen. One thing, shout out to Joe Bizzle, he's something serious. I'm telling
you,
they was one third down completion away from really, you know, setting the game away. A drop pass. That drop pass by Boyd was huge. But
was
anyway,
say,
man, shout out. Shout out to the Rams, because I want to hear your thoughts on, because this was your position.
Yeah.
In the trenches. Boy, that D-line. Hey, listen, that D-line for the Rams, I got to hear what you got to say, because here it is, Swaggoo. It was, people don't realize, before that game-winning drive, man, that defense stepped up so big on that front line twice that they got them to punt and – The Rams had the ball at the 48 and the 47 and still to convert.
One of them ones was when Zach Taylor went for it. Perk, let me tell you something, bro. I'm not gonna disrespect this game by not saying Aaron Donald name first. All right. I don't care about nothing else that happened in that game. I ain't gonna disrespect this game because I sat on First Take. I think that was Friday, and I told Stephen A, just like I told him when they played Tom Brady in Tampa, 99 is going to close the game. He's going to close it. And what I liked about last night was that every player that had to have it, they got it done. Matt Stafford had to have it. He had to have it. Cooper Kupp had to have it because it was OBJ was out of there. Cooper Kupp had to show up when he showed up, and he had to have it. Von Miller, he had to have it, okay? And then last but not least, that Aminor, number 99, had to have it. Perk, he could not walk. He could Aminor with an M first because he couldn't walk off that field without a ring, Perk. You know how it go. You a champion. You are an NBA champion. Y'all could not let Kevin Garnett walk off that floor without a championship. Yes. You couldn't do it.
Man.
You're disrespecting the game if you do it, right? And that's what I felt about Aaron Donald. The only thing about Aaron Donald is he say, I'm going to take this damn thing in my own hands, all right? I'm going to turn into what everybody knows about me. And I know Joe Burrow been rolling and having a successful career, and everybody talked about Joe Burrow and Matthew Stafford coming into this game. I am Aaron Donald. And let me say this, Perk. You look across this entire league,
mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, all the dudes that top at their position, there is none like Aaron Donald.
No.
Okay?
No.
I'm not comparing positions. Quarterback, obviously, more important. Wide receivers get all the stats and the numbers.
We know that.
For position and the man playing the position, if I'm going to take anybody, I'm taking 99 first. He the best player in the NFL based on his position and production. Perk, they done double team and triple team the man all season long. He finished with 16 sacks.
Dog, listen. Hey, let me say this to you.
Go ahead.
I just want to know, why did they even poke the bear?
They on the sideline, Perk. What are you thinking?
Why would you even want to wake him up? But look, they did. Here's the thing that I want to say about Aaron Donald. I'm not taking nothing away from Cooper Kupp. He stepped up tremendously.
Absolutely.
In my opinion, I thought that MVP trophy should have went to Aaron Donald. That's just my humble opinion. I'm not taking nothing away, though, from Cooper Kupp.
No.
Best receiver in the NFL in my eyes. He shined like new money. I'm not taking nothing away. But here's the thing that people didn't realize. See, throughout the course of a game, basketball, football, specifically, it's four quarters.
Yes,
so what people didn't realize is that they kept saying, oh, well, they triple team and Aaron Donald in the first, second, third. They have done a great job. Guess what? By that fourth quarter, you ain't ready for him. You ain't ready for him because he going to keep coming.
What
ended up happening is he knew it. He knew it. He just wore them down. So they ain't even have no legs no more. They couldn't even get type of push.
I call him a closer. He a closer, Perk.
Bro,
it's like when Kobe and Jordan and Bron got that thing in the they closers.
It's like
it could be an assist for a knockdown. It could be in Aaron Donald's case. It could be freeing up somebody else. Or I'm gonna just go make the play. And what Aaron Donald told his teammates on the sideline, I don't know if he said it verbatim. I don't know if he even expressed it verbally. What every one of his teammates should have known going into them last series of the game, 99 got us. The game over. That's what they should have known. Perk, yep. I've been telling them all damn week. If it come down to this, it's going to be Aaron Donald. I love Joe Burrow. You know how much I love Joe Burrow. You know how much I celebrated with him and Jamar Chase, my LSU brothers. Game on the line, give me 99. He going to close it.
I'm with you.
He closed it with Jimmy Garoppolo. Remember that?
Yep.
Remember the sack fumble against Tom Brady?
Yeah.
So what happened in the Super Bowl ain't nothing new. Tried to tell everybody. All they had to do was pay attention.
Bro, I just pray that he don't retire. Please don't.
Man, I want him to come back.
Please don't cheat me from watching it. I need more of that, dog. Please don't do that to me. Just give me two or three more years, dog. That's all I want as a fan.
I just want
to be able to watch you as a fan. That's it, dog.
Because now he's already in the conversation for the greatest ever.
Yep.
But these next 2 or 3 years, he can get it done. It could be no question. And I never thought I'd get to this point with LT and Reggie White and Bruce Smith and Primetime. AD, same production for the next 2 or 3 years. We got to put him up there, Perk. Oh, we got to put him up there. Let me go to something else.
Yeah, Reggie got to at the table, though. So he's at the table.
Yeah, he is at the table. Let me go to this, man. Tell me how you felt, all right, about Odell Beckham Jr. Odell was about to go off, Perk. He was finna have a night of all nights. Now tell me how you felt about it, man.
Let me tell you, first thing first, if Odell don't go out, that game not even close.
It ain't close. I'm 100% agree with you.
But besides, the only way it would have been close is because of Sean McVay, by the way, who was irking my nerves last night.
He was terrible last night.
He was horrible. That's another conversation. Yeah. But I'm telling you, OBJ had it on his mind. And I tell you what, bro, listen, I hate that he went out because I was in that same position. When you get to that last, to that championship, to that Super Bowl, to those finals, first of all, you don't never know if you go ever get back there again.
Right. Okay. Right.
Second of all, you want to perform and play under them bright lights. So when I saw him come out, bro, and I saw his face before they won it, I had that face. I had to sit for a game seven in a historical franchise rivalry between the Celtics and Lakers, and I had to sit on the sideline, and I couldn't help my brothers knowing that I could have. So I felt this pain, but I loved it when Von Miller went over there, dog, those emotions after they won it. You know what I mean? And I'm here to say, look, I get it, man. He tore his ACL, same knee. He going to be all right. He's going to be all right. He's a Super Bowl champion. And let me tell you, the ACL injury, I get it. Yeah, you could be concerned or whatever, but
it ain't as serious as it used to be.
It's not with the technology and the way that stuff goes. And he'll be all right. He'll bounce back. But I do think I'm gonna say this right now: if the Rams knew better, they'll do better and give him some type of contract.
They better keep him.
Because he's coming back. They better keep him. But he was on his way to solidifying saying. I think, man, look, I'm telling you, he was on a mission.
He was going off for 150 and another touchdown.
I guarantee.
He got man-to-man. He was in man-to-man. They was doubling cup. And they was like, who are we going to guard? And they had no answer for Odell. Now, when Odell went out, they tried to start get it to Van Jefferson. Van Jefferson couldn't separate like Odell Beckham Jr. Let me say this too, bro. Seeing him cry was not about the Super Bowl. It was about all of those years in New York when people branded him a terrible teammate.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't a good guy for the locker room. Them tears were Cleveland when people said, oh, he done lost it. He don't have it no more. And obviously we didn't say that because we knew who his quarterback was. And then you get to Los Angeles. And not only do you become an integral part of what they do offensively, you become the focus. If Cooper Kupp is taken away out of a game, and Odell Beckham Jr. delivered time after time after time. Perk, his touchdown was the difference. The first touchdown he scored in the Super Bowl was the difference. And he was on his way to doing some more. So I want to shout out to my brother. I want to tell him to get well, get healthy. I know you've been through this journey before. It's a long one. But road to recovery. You're about to have a brand new baby. And let me not forget this, man. Big Andrew Whitworth. My teammate at LSU, Perk. Yep. He was my teammate, Big Wit. Big Wit got him a Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
He got him one. Hey, that had to feel good, though. It had to feel good. I don't know what y'all got down there in that water down there in Louisiana when it comes to breeding football players. But, bro, as far as players that were from Louisiana and players that went to college at LSU, how many players y'all had on the field yesterday? About 8, 9?
We had Joe, Jamar, another guy named Tyler Shelvin, Whitworth, OBJ, 5 total.
In the Super Bowl, bro.
5 total in the Super Bowl between two teams.
That's crazy.
All right. Not to mention Clyde Edwards-Helaire was on Kansas City Chiefs. Williams was on the Chiefs team. Tyrann Mathieu was on the Chiefs team.
Come on.
Like, let's not get it. And Tre'Davious White played for the Bills, but he was just injured all season long. Let's not get it twisted now. We got them, we got them goons coming from Louisiana, bro.
Hey, listen. But look, I gotta hear your thoughts too on this halftime show. I'm gonna say this. That was cleansing for the soul, right?
Oh my goodness.
To see that. Look, from top to bottom. And let me say this.
Bro, they had Fred hanging upside down.
No, he was hanging upside down.
50
came out hanging upside down.
That ain't like a bat.
Lord, he can't do the crunches, the sit-ups no more. He know better than that. He know he ain't. They halfway now. It ain't nothing.
Lord. They damn near had to drop 50 on his head and shoulders to get him off that damn thing,
Straight up. But I must say, dog, seeing Dr. Dre. Look, because here's the thing.
We almost lost Dre.
Bro, listen. We always see Snoop. He's available. You know what I mean? Like, he's on commercials. Mm-hmm. You know, he's active. He's doing this. We always see Snoop. We see Kendrick Lamar. But we don't really see Mary J. We don't really see Dr. Dre. And we damn sure don't really see Eminem. So, I want to say this. It was a great halftime show. But we have to be careful. I got to tell people.
Yeah, we can't be best ever.
Yeah, but we can't be doing that, man. We got to think about Michael Jackson. We got to think about Prince. We got to think about
Beyonce.
We got to think about Janet Jackson. It's a lot of stuff, man.
I'm going to tell you another one that went ham and people don't realize. Katy Perry. Katy Perry came out on a big-ass lion. Singing her ass off, Perk. Right. Like, it's been some great Super Bowl performances, man.
Yeah.
I liked what's my man name? The singer, man. Golly.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno was dope. And then the dude that was going through the mirrors last year or the year before that. Drake Artist.
But listen, I'm telling you, just to see
The Weeknd.
But just to see all those, you know, together for the culture. Yeah. And look, they had a report come out about, this Snoop hitting the weed right here before he go out. Let me remind you.
I didn't know Snoop hit the weed.
Snoop been hitting the weed 24/7 all his life. That's what.
What y'all think Snoop did on the way to the stadium? Weed legal in
that's
LA.
That's what I'm doing. By the in way, California. In Cali, weed is legal, okay? Yeah. So at the end of the day, let Unc do him because he ain't disappointing us.
We are not going to dilute this conversation about Snoop smoking weed. Everybody knows Snoop smoke weed. Everybody.
Right up, bro.
Everybody know it. Let me say this about the performance, man. What it reminded me of was the genius that Dr. Dre is, bro. The genius that Dr. Dre is was the part that stood out for me. I've been a Mary J. fan. When Mary J. starts singing, I just dance, Perk. Something take over my body, and I just start dancing.
I get out of character. And it's okay.
I got to.
It's two women that does that to me for us singers. You know what I'm saying? It's Mary J. and Beyonce. Because I done caught myself in the mirror talking about, you know what I'm saying? And I just started tripping. It's two of them that just take you out of
when
character.
When I hear Mary say, "Let's get up on it," I was off the sofa, I was moving, Perk. And then Snoop up in there crip walking. They had all the boys in them Dickie suits with the white. They dancing with them Chuck Taylors. Oh, that thing was popping. Gangsta Rap showed up and did their thing, man.
They did their thing. Showed up and showed out.
Hey, let me ask you this, man. What was your Super Bowl like? What did you do? What did you eat?
Well, one, it wasn't like yours. I saw your house. You had a house full of people. I saw it, but it was packed.
It was thick in there.
I ain't gonna even lie. So with me, I really chilled, bro. It was me and one of my day ones who came by.
Uh-huh.
And it was a quiet afternoon. My kids went to their cousin's birthday party. Bro, I sat in the front room and I had solace. My wife came in only to see the halftime show, then she left. She actually came home because she was out somewhere at the store, came to see the halftime show, then bounced right back in tune with the game. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
so
a beautiful time.
It was a beautiful time. So it was all good, bro. I had some baked chicken.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With some green beans. I've been cutting
Perk,
off.
Let them know what we're doing. Let them know what we're doing, Perk. We dropping these LBs,
dog. And you know what's crazy? These the two wrong people to drop LBs
because y'all don't. We get sexy. It's gonna be a mess.
I don't want to see. Hey, you ever seen somebody go on TV with a suit jacket with no shirt under?
No shirt under.
Let me get inside. Let me get the first two right here to start. It's gonna be a wrap. I'm gonna be getting all type of fault. Let Perk, these top two Perk. Start popping out, and it's over.
Let me get two. Let me get two. I'm taking the plane to Cabo with no shirt on. They gonna kick me off the plane.
Shirt with a mask.
If that top two pack come back, let me tell you something, dog. It's gonna be a wrap. I'm gonna be pictures everywhere. I'm taking pictures everywhere. No shirt. I'm gonna be J.R. Smith. That's what I'm gonna be.
Straight up. Hey, listen. I gotta ask you this though, because I know we don't, you know what I'm saying, it's short time, and then we, you know what I'm saying, you gotta get to your getting to because they gotta have you on the two. But I gotta tell you this. One, hey man, NFL Live, hey, I'm telling you, Rod Clark, Mina Kimes, Laura, man, Dan, yeah. Key, hey, Key. Listen. Hey, boy. Hey, boy, y'all did y'all thing. And the way y'all showed up at Disneyland and how y'all was out, that was a movie. That was a movie right there. I mean, showed up and showed out.
Perk, let me say this about NFL Live, bro. And for all our cousins and kin folks. Weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern, NFL Live jump off. Let me tell you this, man, and I see it happening. It's starting to happen with y'all at NBA today. The relationships starting to take hold. Y'all starting to feel like the great thing about NFL Live, we know the spots. We know how somebody feeling. It's like a squad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I got you. I pick you up on this one. Right. I pick you up on this one. You strong in this area? Well, be strong in that area and star in that role and let me star in my role. Everybody playing together. All
right? Right.
So that's the thing about that show. But you don't think you saw me take the picture pointing at you on NBA Today.
Mm-hmm.
It's become my must watch. It's become must watch TV.
We try. And look, we actually are trying to mimic y'all. So I was
it's coming.
But look, boy, I was like, so many people was telling me, like, man, look, NFL Live, it goes down. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to say, bro, the way y'all held it down and what y'all did,
it was
a beautiful thing to see and tune in, dog, every single time. But how y'all ended that, and look, I'm telling y'all, boy, y'all was on point like Rondo. Hey, look.
We gonna leave with a feel good, man. Everybody that play for the Rams girlfriend pregnant, Perk. Everybody. Van Jefferson, old lady went into labor during the game. My man couldn't even celebrate the end of the Super Bowl because he had to get to the hospital to see his newborn. Now that's the perfect reason not to celebrate the Super Bowl. Perk, let me ask you this, man. If you in that situation, all right, matter of fact, Van Jefferson, his timing worked out. He was able to get there. OBJ came into that game, his girlfriend pregnant, and they didn't know if he was gonna if she was gonna go into labor or not. Perk, what you doing? Are you gonna keep a phone on the sideline and be like, "Hey man, let me know if this thing go down"?
First of all, you gotta have somebody. One of the assistant ball boys, medical staff, somebody. Yeah. Got to be able to tell me what the hell is going on. But I want to applaud them, bro. I want to applaud them for even stepping on the field and going play. That's not an easy task.
And being able to lock in.
Yeah, man. Like, people don't, like, man, that ain't just easy to do? Just go out there on the Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl, cuz.
While something else that's way more important than the Super Bowl is happening. And on top of that, let me tell you. See, this is where people don't realize that you actually have to applaud the women, the wives, the significant others.
She was there.
And that's the real stuff about it. But that's right. Why you got to applaud them, because not only just for the birth of the kids, bro, they don't realize how much sacrificing they have to do 100%. As being the wife of an athlete, you know, and things to that nature, bro. They have to kind of put themselves last and put you Perk, forward.
I'm glad you spoke on that. I'm glad you spoke on that, bro.
People don't know.
Both of us are married. But I remember at times watching my wife, and I'm looking at her like, you a single parent. The way my schedule is, you a single parent. And think about this too, Perk. I think Van's girlfriend, first child.
Second.
Think about how second child.
Well, I think it's first boy.
Okay, for whatever it is, think about how nerve-wracking and scary that is, that you want to go support your man, but you also may go into labor at any moment. Mm. Van Jefferson girlfriend and OBJ girlfriend were in the same situation at that game. So not only that pressure that you talk about from OBJ and Van, the pressure that they have and the support, hey, I got to be there for my man, but at any minute I might be giving birth.
Baby.
Hey, shout out to the baby. you got on the phone just now. Yeah. Child. Right. Honey, hush.
Straight up. Hey, look, Swagoo, I ain't gonna lie, boy. Hey, we ain't gonna disappoint the fans no more.
No.
Cousins, kid, folks, we got you, but you have to realize it was important what was going on.
It was very important.
It was important what was going on. But look, I think, listen, we got to double down and call this episode again, man. You know what I'm saying? Just because you ain't the captain. You know what I'm saying? No, just because you ain't the captain. Don't try to sink the whole ship because you ain't the captain.
Don't sink it. Don't sink
it. You know what I'm
saying? Somebody else might drive it well.
Somebody else might know how to put the boat in neutral and let it flow.
You know what I mean?
Or ride the waves or know which way the turn is going. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Don't sink the damn ship, cousins. Don't sink it.
Don't sink it.
Figure out how you could be an asset to it.
Yeah, it's okay. If you get asked to go drop the anchor in the water, then damn it, do it.
Drop it, because we need to stop here.
Straight up.
Need to stop here. Hey, bro, let me tell you, man. You feel the energy that I get when I'm sitting here and me and you doing this podcast, and I could see my brother put my eyes on. You know, we talk on the phone, we text, we do all of that beyond the podcast. But it's something about it when we talking and we know other people gonna see us and we know other people gonna hear us. It feel good to see you, bro.
Hey, I'm right back at you. I feel the same way. Look, my wife say, I don't even know you when you get on Swagoo and Perk. To be honest, I don't even know myself.
I don't know me.
You know what that is? That's called losing yourself in the team, dog.
In the team, cuz?
That's the way it feels.
It's love here. Neutral. It's love here. It's love here, cousins and kin folks, and we got love for you. It's been Swagoo and Perk episode 15. Perk, tell them what they don't sink the ship, people.
Because you can't be the captain.